This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today observed that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, but has questioned the timing of the Special Intensive Revision SIR. The court has asked why the exercise is being connected to the Bihar Assembly elections and why it cannot be done for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. A bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi has remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check citizenship. The petitioners have raised questions on the Commission's exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents in the SIR. Several petitions have been filed before the court claiming that if the poll body order directing on SIR is not set aside, it can arbitrarily and without due process disenfranchise lakhs of voters from electing their representatives. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed. These messages are going to be seriously taken because that's what is going to be the underlying strength of NBFCs in the years to come.
The minister also underscored the need for NBFCs to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of their core beliefs and ethics. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a money laundering case against 29 actors, influencers and YouTubers for allegedly promoting illegal betting applications. Such an act violates the Public Gambling Act. Film actors Vijay Devarakonda, Rana Dagubati, Prakash Raj, Nidhi Agarwal and Pranita Subhash are among those who have been booked by the ED. The probe under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act has been taken up based on 5 FIRs filed in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The death toll in the collapse of a bridge over a river in Gujarat's Vadodara district has gone up to 12 with the recovery of 3 more bodies. Several vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River after a portion of the 4-decade-old bridge collapsed near Gambhira village of Padra town yesterday. Rescue operation is still continuing at the incident site. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today inaugurated the reconstructed Karnak Bridge flyover in South Mumbai. The historic Karnak Bridge, which was named after British Governor Karnak, has been officially renamed Sindoor Bridge in honour of Operation Sindoor. The 342-metre-long bridge, including 70 metres within railway limits, is expected to greatly ease east-west traffic congestion in South Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed 2 MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. The weather agency also issued an orange alert for rainfall in Delhi and adjoining NCR region and Punjab for the next 24 hours. In cricket, hosts England won the toss and chose to bat against India in the 3rd test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's. The visitors made one change in their playing 11, with Jasprit Bumrah making a comeback in place of Prasidh Krishna. The 5-match test series is tied at 1-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.